Hello everybody, and welcome to the first in a series of webcasts for SQL Azure DataSync. My name's Mark Scurrell, and the lead program manager for the DataSync service. Now in this webcast, I'm going to provide a high-level overview of SQL Azure DataSync. We're going to start off with a couple of slides that describe the capabilities of the service, the scenarios for which those capabilities can be used, and briefly describe the service experience itself. But we'll quickly move on to a demo where we'll spend most of the time actually seeing the service in action. And finally, I wanted to give you a few pointers to locations where you can give us feedback or ask questions about the service. So SQL Azure DataSync, it's an Azure-based service that provides data synchronization for SQL Azure databases. And the first capability I want to highlight is the ability to synchronize data between on-premises or local SQL Server and SQL Azure. Now in some cases, there are existing applications and existing data residing on-premises, and new cloud-based applications are being written, but those applications need to utilize some of that data that resides on-premises and effectively is mastered on-premises. And in which case, SQL Azure DataSync can be used to synchronize one way from the SQL Azure SQL Server database up to SQL Azure in the cloud. Now, in other cases, cloud-based applications have been written and are inserting data, are updating data in SQL Azure, and that data is required by on-premises applications or for on-premises BI, for example. And in which case, the one-way sync from SQL Azure down to SQL Server is the requirement. Then in other cases, both sets of applications are operating over a common, over a shared data set, and full two-way synchronization is needed. Now, there's an extension to this scenario when there are multiple locations. This could be restaurants, hotel, retail, branch offices, for example. Anywhere where there's multiple locations, with each of those locations running a set of applications and utilizing data in SQL Server. And I think in some cases, the requirement is to share data between the various locations. Each location has some data that needs to be kept in sync and available in each location. And in this case, SQL Azure DataSync can utilize SQL Azure as a hub or really a conduit through which data can be synchronized to keep each of these on-premises locations in sync, keep the data in sync. Now, another case I actually see quite a bit is utilizing the cloud as a location to aggregate the data from these multiple locations. Basically, pull the data from the locations, aggregate it into one or more SQL Azure databases, and then provide a cloud-based application that has that view of that aggregated data across those multiple locations to provide great insight and pull all that data together. And then obviously the cloud-based application could update data, reference data for example, in SQL Azure, and then DataSync can synchronize that down to each of those on-premises locations. Now the second main capability is synchronizing data between SQL Azure databases. And the first use of this is for scale out by having multiple copies of the data. So a particular use case here, for example, could be have the main cloud-based application, which is, if you like, your main OLTP workload on top of SQL Azure. But then you've got a further workload. Maybe you want to use reporting services, and you don't want to impact that main OLTP database, that copy in SQL Azure. So SQL Azure DataSync can be used to create one or more copies of that main OLTP database on which something like reporting can operate. And therefore, you can achieve scale out by having those multiple copies. Now, one of the great things about Windows Azure, the Windows Azure platform, is the fact that we have data centers located in multiple places around the world. And this makes it really easy to geographically locate your applications around the world have the applications which have associated data close to the users in the various data centers, in the various Windows Azure data centers. So in this case, SQL Azure Data Sync can be used to keep those databases or parts of those databases in sync, so the same data is available to all instances of the application worldwide. And this capability can be used in conjunction with Windows Azure Traffic Manager, which can load balance traffic around the multiple instances of your application. And we'll have a specific webcast to dig into the use of Data Sync with Azure Traffic Manager. So as far as the service itself, you access the service using the Windows Azure portal. We have the user interface integrated into the portal, and that user interface allows you to specify the databases that you need synchronized. Within those databases, what define the data sets to be synchronized, which tables, which columns, or even which rows you want synchronized and shared between the databases. And then also, how up to date do you want those databases to be? How close do you want them to be? And you can set up a sync interval which controls how often they're synchronized, and data sync synchronizes those databases. Now, SQL Azure Data Sync, it's built on the Microsoft Sync framework. So I wanted to highlight it does have full two-way data synchronization capabilities, as well as being able to handle those one-way synchronization cases. So for example, if the same data changes in multiple databases in between syncs, then SQL Azure Data Sync can reliably detect and then resolve the conflicts caused by those multiple data changes. And then those conflicts can be resolved according to conflict policy that you set up using the UI. So that's enough of the slides and the overview. Let's move into a demo. So in this demo, I'm going to show how SQL Azure Data Sync can be used to sync data between SQL Server and SQL Azure, as well as between SQL Azure databases. I'm going to start off in SQL Server Management Studio, so we can take a look at the databases that we're going to use for this demo. So I've got three connections, and the first connection is to my local SQL Server. If I have a look at the databases here, this is the database we're going to use for the demo, ListApp on-prem. And this is a small database, seven tables here, that we've used for a sample application in the past. So, small number of tables, and some of these tables have user data in them, and some of them are reference data. So let me just query the tag table here, which we'll use for the demo, and we can see it's got 16 rows of reference data, of tags. So this is my on-premises SQL Server database. The next connection I have here is a SQL Azure Server, and this is one I've actually provisioned in a US data center. And here I've got two databases, ListApp Cloud US 1 and Cloud US 2. If I open up, have a look at the tables in Cloud US 1, we can see we have exactly the same tables here. So the same script I used to create my on-premises database in SQL Server, I've used that same script to create my schema up in the Cloud US 1 database. But let's have a look at the contents of this table. And what we'll see is there isn't any data there yet. So I've used the same script as on-premises to create my cloud-based database, but the data isn't there yet. So what I do want to do in the first part of this demo is use SQL Azure Data Sync to sync this ListApp on-prem database with ListApp Cloud US 1. So in order to do that, I need to invoke the Windows Azure portal, which I have here running in my browser. And we can see here we have the Data Sync section selected, and I can see my subscriptions. So I'm going to open up my US deployment subscription. And the first thing we can see here is we have a Data Sync server. So just as there's a concept of a SQL Azure server, we have a Data Sync server. And when you provision a Data Sync server, you specify the region where you want that server to reside. So for the preview release, we support two regions, one in the US, one in Europe. But for the final release of DataSync, we'll support all the same regions that Windows Azure and SQL Azure supports. So then within a server, I can have one or more sync groups created. And a sync group, as its name suggests, it's a group. It has a consist of a number of member databases. And this is the mechanism that we use to specify the databases and the data that needs to be synchronized. So I need to create a new sync group, and I want to sync between on-premises and SQL Azure. So I'm going to use this button here, which is going to guide, take me, going to invoke a wizard and guide me through the process. So the first thing I need to do is create a sync group name on-prem with cloud. And then start specifying my databases. So the first database I specify is my SQL Server database. So we can see I actually have that pre-selected here. I have an agent specified and I have the database list app on-prem specified. So the way that the service communicates with on-premises SQL Server is with a lightweight Windows service that you need to download and install on an on-premises server. So I've already done that. I've downloaded the agent and I've installed it and I've registered my on-premises database. So I'm not going to go through this in this webcast, but we'll have a follow-on webcast where we show this in detail. Lastly, on this screen, I set the sync direction and I want to keep that to be bidirectional. I'm going to finish there. So that's my on-premises database specified. Now I need to specify my SQL Azure database and enter a server name. So let me go back to, I can copy that from Management Studio, paste that in here, and then it's list app database name, list app cloud US1, enter my credentials. Make sure I typed correctly, which I did, and add that. So now I've got my SQL Azure database specified. Next up, I want to specify if I want that automatically synchronized and set a sync schedule. So I'm going to leave that enabled. I do want it automatically synchronized and every 30 minutes. And finally, in this section, enter the conflict resolution policy, which is the hub wins. And then lastly, I've specified the databases, but not the actual data that I want synchronized yet. So that's where I can edit, use Edit Dataset. And here we can see all the tables listed out, and then for each table, all the columns on the right-hand side. So again, for the purposes of the demo, I'm just going to select every table, and then by default, every column and every table selected. In a future webcast, we'll go through this in detail, how you can set up filters, specify a subset of tables, specify a subset of columns, or even set up row filters. So that's basically everything done. Last thing I do is deploy those changes. So this effectively is saving those changes for the sync group. And then the first thing DataSync service is going to do is provision the databases. This is get them ready for synchronization. So this means adding change tracking to each database, adding a little bit of metadata, and then it's going to perform a synchronization. So we can see here both of these databases, the provisioning must have gone through, and now they're synchronizing. So synchronization is complete. Let's go to Management Studio. This was the previous query I had on the tag table in Cloud US1. If I execute that now, we now have the data. So let's add some data here. Let's insert into this table. We'll do a new tag. Insert that so we can see that here. Let's go back now to the portal and hit the Sync Now button. So I don't have to wait for 30 minutes to come around, which was my schedule. I can just hit Sync Now and interactively invoke a synchronization. So that synchronization is complete. Let's go back to Management Studio and let's go back to the, this is my on-prem database query. execute that again, and we can see the new tag here. So just in the first part of this demo, I've created a sync group between an on-premises SQL Server and cloud-based SQL Azure database, synchronized the data up to the cloud, added data in the cloud, and synchronized it back down to SQL Server. So let's now use DataSync to synchronize between SQL Azure databases. So let's go back to Management Studio here. And I had my Cloud US1 database. There's also a Cloud US2 database in the same data center. And this is exactly the same in that we have exactly the same tables, but if I query that table, it'll be empty. And then the third connection I have is to a SQL Azure server, which is I provision this over in a European data center. It again has a database pre-created with the same tables, but again, it's empty. We can see no rows here. So in this second part of the demo, I'm going to set up a sync group to synchronize these three databases, US1, US2, and Europe1. So let's go back to the portal here and go to sync groups. In this case, I'm going to go up to the sync group toolbar here and create a sync group. Give it a name, Cloud with Cloud. And now I can go in and manually add my databases to the sync group. The first database I'm going to enter is the US1 database that we had before. It's utilized in the other sync group. So that's my hub database. Now I'm going to enter the other two databases. So the first database was on this US server, but it wasn't US1, it's US2. Add that. And then finally, I need to add the database over in the European data center. So we enter the server. Database name. That's good. Keep the sync directional bidirectional and add that. So now I have my databases configured here. I'm going to leave the sync schedule by default enabled every 30 minutes. Set the conflict resolution policy, and then lastly need to specify the data set. And just as before, I'll specify all the data and OK that. So that's my sync group configured. I just need to deploy that. So what we can see here is the service actually provisioning each of those databases again. For US2 and Europe, it's going to be adding the change tracking and the necessary metadata, and then it'll perform a synchronization. So it's synchronizing the databases. And now synchronization is complete. Let's go back to Management Studio, and this was our Europe database here. So let's execute that query again, and we can see the data is now in that database, including the new tag that we entered. So while we're here, let's actually make another update, but here we're going to do a delete. And let's delete the produce row where ID equals 5. So we can see that row where the ID is 5 has now been removed. Let's go back to the portal, sync now. That's synchronizing all the databases. The synchronization is now complete. We can hop back to Management Studio. Let's go back to our Cloud US1 database here and re-execute that query. And we can see here that the row 5 has now been removed. So just to summarize up, in the second part of this demo, we created a new sync group, Cloud with Cloud, and specified 3 SQL Azure databases, one in Europe, two in the US. So we created that sync group, it synchronized those databases, and we performed an update, actually deleted a row, and again synchronized. So that's the So hopefully that gives you a good overview of the SQL Azure service in action. So I wanted to finish off by giving you a few pointers to places to go for further information, for questions, and if you have feedback about the service. So first of all, the service documentation is available in a TechNet wiki and is referenced on the portal itself. There's links to this documentation. If you have questions or issues about the service, then the SQL Azure MSDN forum is a great place to go. Members of the community or the product group are ready to respond to any questions you have or any issues you've found. And then finally, if you've used SQL Azure Data Sync and there's some features you'd like to see in future releases, then we'd love to hear your feedback, and you can go to the Data Sync feature voting forum and vote for those features. You can either vote for existing feature requests that exist or submit new feature requests, and that's the bottom link. So that's the end of this webcast. Thank you very much for watching, and look out for further webcasts in this series.